Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Look for temperatures around 50 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 707, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. By the way, too, the Midday Show out on the road today, live from Ed's Seafood Shed. So if you are in that neighborhood and wanted to come out and be part of one of the live broadcast, today's your day. Be doing Midday Mobile from noon to 1. And then my buddy Tom and Cal and the rest of the Scuttlebutt crew will be taking over one for Mobile, and really, I think, probably the nation's. Google this before I get myself in trouble, but I'm pretty sure the nation's only veterans radio show hosted by veterans, and that show usually on 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights, but tonight we have Auburn basketball, so Cal and Tom and the crew are joining me out at Ed's. That starts at 1, so Midday Mobile, noon to 1, and then the Scuttlebutt Radio Network at 1. 7:08, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, looking forward to all that motivation on the road. Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, 7:07. The bone-chilling temperatures in some portions of our state forcing even more schools to close their doors today because of the threat of dangerous road conditions due to sub-freezing temperatures. Barber County Schools and Coosa County Schools closed today. According to the Barber County EMA, Eufaula City Schools and the Barber County Courthouse, though, both will operate as normal when it comes to their schedule for today, which, of course, is Wednesday. Schools across the north and central Alabama were closed on Tuesday in anticipation of snow, but that snow didn't quite materialize, so many of you headed back to school and work today. They bill themselves as offering the leading global professional services when it comes to booking speakers for your upcoming event. They're known as the Worldwide Speakers Group, and boy, have they landed a big name. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is hitting the speaker circuit. Worldwide Speakers Group, well, they tout big-name clients like former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. As for Mr. Sessions, he served as U.S. Senator from, of course, the state of Alabama from 1997 to 2017. He then resigned to become President Trump's first Attorney General. When things didn't go quite as planned, he resigned from that post at Mr. Trump's request in late 2018. According to the former AG's bio page, his speaking fee, well, that ranges from $25,000 to $40,000 per appearance. And among some speech topics available include establishing realistic foreign policy, challenges to the rule of law, and the real meaning of the Trump agenda. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And this story from Fox 10. These stories aren't new. We've had them before, but this one's right here in our own backyard in Sims. An attempted car theft, I think it was Lee Peck's story from Fox10TV.com, says an attempted car theft doesn't go quite as planned, mainly because the suspects weren't prepared for what they got themselves into. They got stuck with a stick shift. It happened Monday night at Dearman's Quick Stop in Sims. Just after 6 o'clock Monday night, when the driver of a 1995 Honda Civic pulled into Dearman's Quick Stop, left the keys in the car, went inside. About 30 seconds later, trouble pulled up. Mobile County Sheriff's Office investigators say four men in a black SUV saw the car as an easy target, or so they thought. Taking a look from different surveillance angles, you'll see the owner of the car comes out of the store and realizes they're trying to steal his car. He really didn't have much to worry about because they couldn't drive the stick shift, or as I call it, the manual.
As the kids say, bless it.
That's right. I'll put this story up on Twitter. You can check it out. Watch the video. It is highly amusing. Then I saw another one here. This is from mynbc15.com. Robert pulls a shank. This once again in Sims. Sims, what's up with y'all? Robert pulled a shank on a Sims gas station clerk on Sunday, but investigators say the clerk wasn't having any of it. Sheriff's office says the clerk told the robber she had a gun. And after the robber froze, the clerk said, "Are you going to just stand there or buy something?" Sheriff's office says the robber then walked back to the back of the store, picked out a six-pack of beer, and bought it. That story is going up as well.
Oh, that's like a Clint Eastwood line.
On the Twitter feed, pretty awesome stuff.
She
y'all
did
check
not
it out.
Come to work that day to deal with that nonsense.
Are you going to buy something? You pulled a shank on me, but now are you going to buy something? All right. Yeah, check those stories out at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. Coming right back.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students returned to class this morning at two schools a day after threats were made. In one case, a 13-year-old girl was arrested. Ogallala County deputies say the student at Ruckel Middle School in Niceville told classmates she wanted to shoot up her school. The second school threat happened in Pensacola. Jim C. Bailey Middle School was on lockdown for over an hour. A nearby elementary school was also placed on lockdown as a precaution. Foley police pulled over a truck and found meth, scales, and drug paraphernalia. Timmy Thornton and Ashley Pennington were arrested. They have bonds totaling more than $100,000. The city of Mobile is rolling out a new parking system. Parking meters are being installed around downtown. Starting next month, the new meters will let you pay with a credit card or through an app. Mobile police are looking for a man who took $1,000 in stolen coins to a local Winn-Dixie. Police identified that man as 29-year-old Brandon Morissette. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, 714 on FM Talk 106.5. Valentine's Day will be here so soon. It's coming up in just over 2 weeks. If you want to be number one on Valentine's Day, you have got to order with Pro Flowers. So I'm busy and sometimes forgetful. I have a little life hack for you. Set reminders on your phone a few days before the important holidays, Mother's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and especially Valentine's Day. That's when you get the reminder. Hop on to ProFlowers and get a fresh, beautiful bouquet for your loved ones. ProFlowers has a great selection of so many Valentine's Day bouquets to choose from. They're freshly cut, packaged carefully, and arrive quickly in perfect condition. So this Valentine's Day, which will be here before you know it, visit proflowers.com. If you hurry, you can get one dozen red roses with a free glass vase, or vase if you're fancy, for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the promo code Dalton. That's D-A-L-T-O-N, and pick the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com, click the microphone, and enter the code Dalton. Order today. 716 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Alabama basketball pulls off a home court upset. The Pelicans rise to the occasion in Houston, and the Alabama High School Athletic Association has a new court date. Actually, a couple updates to those upcoming court appearances for the AHSAA. Ben Thomas of AL.com reports that the court date regarding the federal civil lawsuit filed by St. Paul's Episcopal School against the AHSAA has been set for Thursday, February the 7th at 2 2 p.m. U.S. District Judge Terry Moorer is set to hear oral arguments on that day. The lawsuit, which was filed back in May, alleges that the AHSAA's one-year-old competitive balance rule is unfair to some private schools' teams for being successful and is also dangerous to their athletes. Judge Moorer will either dismiss St. Paul's case or rule that the case against the AHSAA can continue. In another legal issue, Charles Henderson High School senior basketball player Maury Davenport was suspended last year by the AHSAA for receiving a check from USA Basketball after playing for Team USA in August. Now AL.com's Josh Bean reports that Davenport's family has asked to postpone Friday's hearing in the lawsuit. Pay for play violates the State Athletic Association's rules, and Davenport reimbursed the money to USA Basketball once she learned of the infraction. Earlier this month, the Davenport family filed a lawsuit against the AHSAA and Executive Director Steve Savarese and was issued a temporary order allowing Maury to play. In SEC basketball last night, Alabama upset number 22-ranked Mississippi State 83-79. Alabama held a 14-point second-half lead at one point, and the Bulldogs were able to pull within three in the final minute, but the Tide held on for the win. Dante Hall scored 19 points, John Petty added 13, and Riley Norris had 11 in the win. Bama's now 13-7 overall this season and 4-3 in conference play. In other games, number 1 Tennessee rolled past South Carolina 92-70. UT's Admiral Schofield scored 20 of his 24 points in the second half and had 9 rebounds, and Grant Williams added 23 with 9 rebounds. Tennessee is undefeated in SEC games and have now won 15 consecutive, tying the school record that was set back in 1917. Number 7 ranked Kentucky easily beat Vanderbilt 87-52, and Arkansas won at home against Georgia 70-60. Tonight, there are 3 more SEC games. At 5:30, Florida hosts Ole Miss. Then at 7:30, Auburn welcomes Missouri to Auburn Arena. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 7. Center Austin Wiley has missed the Tigers' last 3 games due to a leg injury. He's been ruled out again for tonight's game against Missouri. Then at 8 o'clock, to wrap up the slate, Texas A&M hosts number 19 LSU. In the NBA, New Orleans beat Houston on the road 121-116, again without All-Star Anthony Davis, and one day after Davis demanded a trade from the Pelicans. Jahlil Okafor led New Orleans with 27 points and 12 rebounds. Houston's James Harden scored 37 in the loss, extending his streak of 30-point games to 24. Meanwhile, the NBA fined Davis $50,000 for demanding a trade. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement prohibits players or their agents from publicly requesting trades. 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
This time of year is prime for Atlantic hurricanes. As such, it's a good time for you to plan ahead and be prepared for natural disasters. Review, update, and practice emergency plans in both personal and business situations. Keep a duplicate set of key documents in a safe place away from the original set. Doing so is easier now that many documents can be stored electronically on a device like an external hard drive or USB flash drive. It's a good idea for you to photograph or video the contents of your home. Documenting these items will make it easier to claim available insurance and tax benefits after a disaster strikes. If you're unable to obtain a copy of last year's tax return, you can get one by going to irs.gov and using the Get Transcript application.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Look for temperatures around 50 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks into roadways. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Dolphin, Moffitt, Airport, and 65. We're looking good. Some radar near the 1065 split. But from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes along I-10, light traffic and no delays. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2 at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5. Some places above freezing this morning down the coast, like Orange Beach and Dolphin Island. It's 31 here at our studios. The 20s peppering the northern parts of Mobile and Baldwin counties. Dr. Bill will fill in the details and talk about the work week ahead and even a look at the weekend, all coming up in just about 12 minutes right here at FM Talk 106.5. Wait no longer, though. Here's Kelly Finley with headlines.
Thank you, Sean. I was just thinking, one of our meteorologists in Detroit, he would call this a cuddle alert. It worked. I'm just saying. Cuddle up. Yay. And have some nice hot cocoa this morning with extra marshmallows. 722 on your Wednesday morning. You know, you talked about a story out of Sims about the whole stick shift fiasco. Mm-hmm. How about another story out of Sims this morning? Okay. So this will be the third. This involves cigarettes, stuffed pants, a declined credit card, and a Mobile County Sheriff's Office.
Wow. You had me at cigarettes and pants.
So surveillance video shows a man appearing to be shopping around in the Dollar General on Moffitt Road. He even took time to look the camera in the eye. Hey, camera. So then he continues to shop. He goes to the checkout, and when the cashier turns away from him, he snags 10 packs of cigarettes, and guess where he put them?
Mm-hmm. In pantalones.
In his pantalones. In his pants. The cashier turns back around. He tries to pay for his bill, but his credit card is declined. He tells the cashier, hold on one second. I'm going to go outside and grab another card, okay?
I'm coming.
She's
right
like,
back.
Okay, yeah. He leaves the store and never comes back. If the story sounds familiar or if you have information, please call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, 251-574-8633. So the happiest place on earth is not so much. Now that we know a food service worker has tested positive for hepatitis A at Walt Disney World, authorities say the virus was confirmed last week. The employee worked at the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review.
Hoop-Dee-Doo.
At the resort's Fort Wilderness Campground. Health department has been vaccinating co-workers this week and last week. Theme park confirms that the employee has not worked at the restaurant since being diagnosed and will not return until they are cleared by the Department of Health. As for the restaurant, it actually remains open. Officials say they have thoroughly cleaned and sanitized every single piece of that restaurant in an abundance of caution. If you're not familiar with hepatitis A, this is a virus which can cause liver disease and is spread from contact with things contaminated by stool. Sorry. Good news, though. No other colleagues or visitors have exhibited any symptoms of having hepatitis A. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. I knew it. I knew it.
Small world, especially when you have hepatitis.
Hoop-dee-doo.
I would have guessed small world would have been the.
Me too.
Yeah, that's where I figured the hepatitis would come from. Not the Hoop-dee-doo review at Fort Wilderness. I've been to Fort Wilderness. It didn't seem very hepatitis friendly.
Right. Well, you know how they have at the basketball games, like NBA, they have the kiss cam. They should have the argue cam when you go to places like that. Because you go in happy with a game plan, and all of a sudden, somebody wants to eat this that costs $20.
Yes. And so that person ends up crying and throwing a fit. Often that's me. But All right, 726 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, the ceasefire tech movement's taken over the region, and because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training, so the folks over at ceasefire are investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so ceasefire's teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. Future's out there, and the ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. Yeah, of course, we'll talk about cold temps to our north. I mean, we have some chilly weather around here, but nothing like they're seeing in the upper Midwest. Cold like they haven't seen in some places in decades, but doesn't last too long, especially in our area. Warm up is coming. We'll talk to him more about that and get him in a discussion of polar vortices. I mean, here, they throw the polar vortex thing out, you know, and then what does that mean? So he'll explain it to us. Also, how cold is it today? Now, I have a list of things to tell you how cold it is today. Number one, I've told you that certain areas of the country, United States Postal Service will not be delivering mail. As I asked them on Twitter earlier, so what about the old motto? Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from their swift completions of their appointed rounds.
Have they answered you yet?
They haven't, but I do see... I see some nuance here, like I do in everything. It says, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night. It does not say frigid temperatures, does it? So they have an escape clause there I think they can use.
Yeah, and I'm reading this other story. So the USPS, apparently they've been asked that a lot, and they well-actuallyed everybody. They said, while the Postal Service has no official motto, the popular belief that it does is a tribute to America's postal workers. The words above, thought to be the motto are chiseled in gray granite over the entrance to the New York City Post Office on 8th Avenue.
Okay, so it's only them. All right, so there you go. And now we get some more facts with the story. Also, how cold is it? You're talking about colder United States and areas of Russia? Sure. Also, areas or like the all of Antarctica, which, of course, it's their summer for what that's worth down there. It's also colder in the upper Midwest than it is on Mars. Now that we have the lander on there, they charted the high temperature yesterday on Mars, at least in the neighborhood they're in, their neighborhood forecast on Mars, 23 degrees Fahrenheit. It's too cold to break the law as well. Facebook post from the police force up in Morgan County, Priceville, Alabama, said they have banned crime during the cold outbreak and for the criminals to not do any crime. And they said this will be in effect till further notice. So stop crime because of cold.
Like a criminal would say, you know what? Looking at the temperature, it's just not a good day to rob you. But you make sure you remember that when the temperatures go up, I'll be back.
Brain check.
But is there a better time
IOU.
For a police officer to encounter a thief and say, freeze?
See, I get jokes. It's also too cold to talk. National Weather Service advised people in the Midwest to, quote, protect your lungs from severely cold air, avoid taking deep breaths, and minimize talking. Make things interesting up there. And it's cold enough that the term instant frostbite is getting thrown around at negative temperatures with high wind chills like in the Midwest. It's possible to get frostbite in just 5 to 10 minutes outside. All right, so we'll talk about polar vortices and our forecast for the weekend with Dr. Bill. That's coming up next. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager charged with raping a 14-year-old girl at school is due in court today. The alleged rape happened at Jackson High School in December. 17-year-old Antarian Daffin is one of five teenagers charged in the case. His court appearance today is listed as a docket hearing in court records. The death of a baby in Pensacola is now being investigated as a homicide. Authorities initially called the death of one-year-old Camarian Scott suspicious. Investigators are now confirming the child was killed. killed. On December 29th, Camarion died at Pensacola Village Apartments. Bond is denied for a Mobile County man accused of shooting and killing his three-year-old son. Police say 22-year-old Damian Little Sr. argued with his son's mother at a home in Pritchard Saturday night. He then fired shots into the house, killing his child and injuring his child's mother. And the city of Mobile is rolling out a new parking system starting next month. New meters will allow you to pay with a credit card or through an app. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
President Trump is insisting that congressional negotiators working on a compromise border security deal include money for a border wall. Trump tweeted, if those lawmakers aren't discussing or contemplating a wall or physical barrier, they are wasting their time. Amid the political unrest in Venezuela, mass worker walkouts are expected. President Maduro offering little concessions to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
It's been peaceful so far, and frankly, after a few hours, people have gone home after expressing their anger. But we're into a different world here, frankly. Nicolas Maduro, the embattled president, says he will negotiate with the opposition. He said that before, but he's also ruled out what many people outside in the international community are demanding, and that's new elections.
Dangerously cold in parts of the Midwest.
Can't feel my hands.
The minus 19 degrees Fahrenheit in Chicago today breaks the previous record low for the day set in 1966. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Apple's pricing power continues to benefit the company's bottom line. The company's move to raise the price of the MacBook Air by 20%, the Mac Mini by 60%, and the iPad Pro by about 25% helped lift sales for those business categories. Mac sales rose 9% in the latest quarter. iPad sales rose 17%. Meanwhile, CEO Tim Cook, who is usually reluctant to discuss future products, says Apple has a strong pipeline of products and services with announcements later for later this year. We don't know if the Patriots or Rams will win the Super Bowl, but there's already one big winner, Atlanta hotel owners. The Wall Street Journal notes that hotels are tripling room rates for the more than 70,000 fans expected for the big game on Sunday. Atlanta lodging rates for early February most years average $90 a night, but the projected average rate this weekend will be $271. The Atlanta area has a projected 81% occupancy rate for the weekend. And that's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. Two cigarettes, three cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so looking through our low temps overnight, not as cold. Some areas I see the 20s, but there's areas down on the coast in the 33, 34 range. I think we were 31 at our studios, so what's the story?
Well, we've got cloudy skies, or mostly cloudy skies, right along the Gulf Coast and to the north of us, where there's mostly clear conditions. They had the colder temperatures, but the clouds will keep the temperatures up a bit. And as a result, we've been in the lower 30s. Had we had clear skies, we would have been down into the mid and upper 20s. So we got a little bit of a break here.
All right, so we got a reprieve, but the rest of the, well, like you said, just to our north, they didn't get the reprieve, and the bulk of the upper Midwest, they got cut no slack, no quarter for them, Dr. Bill.
No, it's incredible, with temperatures in Chicago as low as 22 below zero, with a wind chill of 49 degrees below zero. And this is the coldest in some of those areas, at least for a couple of decades.
Wow, and this is all courtesy of the polar vortex?
Yes, the polar vortex, which has come back into the news.
What is that? Help us out. What is a polar vortex?
You know, over the North Pole, and of course South Pole too, but over the North Pole, of course, that's where the coldest air is located in the Northern Hemisphere. During the wintertime, we refer to it as Arctic air, and it covers the North Pole, Siberia, and Northern Canada. It is surrounded in the upper atmosphere by the jet stream. So this is a giant spinning area over the North Pole, and we call it a vortex. Every so often, that jet stream on the outer edge of the vortex drops down into Canada and into the United States, and that's happening right now. And when it does, of course, it brings the bitter cold air down into our country. Then, after a few days, it will retreat. And it moves back up to the north, and everything warms up. So you can just imagine this big spinning area around the high latitudes in the northern hemisphere. It oscillates back and forth, and when it dips down into our country, that brings us cold, cold air.
Oh, okay, so this is a little bit different than, like, your average wintertime cold fronts. You know, we talk about it's Alberta Clipper or bringing Canadian air down. This is north of Canada air.
Yeah, this is the really cold stuff, and affects Siberia and extreme northern Canada, and of course all across the North Pole. Actually, in the wintertime, the coldest temperatures in the northern hemisphere are not over the North Pole; they're actually over Siberia in Russia, and because at the North Pole there's water underneath ice. So the coldest temperatures in the winter are actually focused on Siberia. So when we get some bitter cold air, it is usually displaced out of Siberia and then down into North America with that spinning vortex that circulates around the North Pole.
There we go. So we have a Siberian Express with that one. What about
That's
here?
Right.
What about here at home? We're warming up, huh?
Yeah, we're going to warm up. Actually, today it's going to stay cool, about 50 degrees for the high, which is way below normal. Tonight, we'll see temperatures in the 30s again, low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, that wind's going to start to move around to the east and then to the southeast. And as a result, we'll be in the upper 50s for tomorrow afternoon. And then on Friday, into the mid-60s. Over the weekend, we'll be in the 60s on Saturday and most likely reach 70 on Sunday. But over the weekend, a lot of moisture will be starting to work its way up from the Gulf. And as a result, we have a chance of a few showers Saturday and Sunday. And that's going to be the pattern Monday and Tuesday of next week, where most likely we'll be in the 70s with a chance of showers.
All right, Dr. Bill. So if you don't like it now, don't worry. It's going to change. Weather on the
that's
Gulf
right.
Coast. It's always a story. Hey, remind folks, too, if they have yet to pick up their copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, how do they do that?
Yeah, none of those copies are free, and you can find them here in Mobile at West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road in Robert Moore Christmastown. And if you have to be over in the Eastern Shore, check them out at Robertsdale Power Equipment, Autocraft Collision Centers. In Fairhope, you'll find them at Billy Langford Allstate and Old Time Garden Supply.
Hey, Doc, thank you very much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There it is. Polar vortices chat with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 31 at our studios now. Hey, speaking of getting out and about, I will be out with Midday Mobile today, starting at noon at Ed's Shed, Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. So come out and say hello. We'll be doing Midday Mobile from noon to 1. And then with the Auburn schedule that that Dalton just talked about, basketball schedule, we're moving the time of the Scuttlebutt Show. So Tom and Cal will join us right after Midday Mobile. So Midday Mobile, noon to 1. And then Scuttlebutt Radio Network comes on at 1, all live from Ed's Seafood Shed today, starting at noon. Let's check the drive-in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far from the 1065 split Dolphin Street, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65 starting to pick up, but a few accidents we've had are into clearing stages. Not bad downtown and across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon your arrival of a two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. Relax and enjoy the spa treatment. Get the details by calling 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll go deep into understanding how today's advertising marketplace works. More after this message from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Good advertising agencies love clients who have a plan for their growth and success. But if you don't, Lewis Communications will help you make one so their processes will be most effective. And there are numbers you can find that are easy to track about your campaign success. But the human part, the story, cannot be ignored. Numbers only can be a campaign's downfall. The story is what makes the connection, what sells, and what catches your customer's attention. Learn more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby over at LCM. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, John. How are you this morning?
We're good. Larry, talk to me about what you have in inventory. I know y'all are very handy with stacking those vehicles in there, and it looks like it's stacked more than ever.
Yes, it is. Well, we got a great selection. You know, we got a whole bunch of the cash cars. You know, that's cars we consider the cash cars is $5,000 and under, and we can also get those financed. We got a tremendous selection of trucks, four-wheel, two-wheel drive, you know, diesels, gas. We got cars. We got a lot of low-mileage cars. We got a 2018 Altima that's a single one out with only 15,000 miles. So we got something from A to Z.
And in inventory, you also have that in the financing department.
Absolutely. You know, we got credit unions, we got banks, we got finance companies, we got local lenders. So we got just some kind of plan for just about everybody.
All right. So come out, find your vehicle, find your financing plan, and give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 743. Remember, Jeff Poor joins us a little after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about out of Washington and Montgomery, and we'll do that with him. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. Now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you. We're talking technology this morning. Especially if you miss your family and your friends or both, you may have to just go put down your phone and go visit them now that the group chat FaceTime function is not available on your iPhone. Apple says they're fixing a bug which allows people to actually eavesdrop on others via FaceTime, even if the other person does not pick up the phone call. The bug allowed callers to activate another person's microphone remotely, even allowing you to look in a person's camera feed. That person that you were calling. Company support page, if you go to it, it says they're having, quote, an issue. The bug was identified on iPhones and iPads running iOS 12.1 and Apple PCs running Mac OS Mojave. In a statement, Apple says that the fix is on its way. We're aware of this issue. We have identified a fix that will be released in a software update later this week. I hope that update is free of charge. If you're not sure how to disable your app, if you're feeling kind of jittery about this, because that's your privacy, that's your security. If you have an iPhone or iPad, go to your settings, scroll down and select FaceTime, and then toggle on that green button at the top of the screen. And on your desktop Mac, you can open the FaceTime app, go to FaceTime on the top of the screen, and select Turn FaceTime Off. Hey, I love this. Our friend Lita Gore over at AOL.com posted this today, and it caught my attention. So when you think about, where do the youngest residents in the state of Alabama live? Oh, yeah, we now know. The median age in our state, which means half the state's residents are older and half are younger, is just under 39 years old. The Business Insider identified the town in every state with the lowest median age, thanks to data from the U.S. Census Bureau between 2013 to 2017 for areas with populations of at least 1,000 people. So in Alabama, do you want to take a guess at where the youngest residents reside in the state of Alabama? Either one of you?
Dalton, you want to go first?
I'll say Huntsville.
Okay, that was my number one, so I will shift gears and say Spanish Fort.
The youngest residents were in the Perry County town of Marion, home to about 3,700 people.
It's because of Marion Military Institute, probably.
The median age is 22 years and 7 months. The average median age in America is 38 years old. The lowest median age, according to the Business Insider, 13 years and 8 months. And that's in Tildenville, Florida.
Well, darn.
I know.
That's kind of contrary to what people would have as a stereotype of Florida, that it would be older.
Right. Yeah.
That's where they send all the kids. It's a kids' camp.
So there you have it. In case you're wondering why your neighborhood may look a little on the vintage side.
There we go.
It's because you don't live in Marion. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming February 8th to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show in the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for one weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. February 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students returned to class this morning at two schools a day after threats were made. In one case, a 13-year-old girl was arrested. Oglesby County deputies say the student at Ruckel Middle School in Niceville told classmates she wanted to shoot up her school. The second school threat happened in Pensacola. Jim C. Bailey Middle School was on lockdown for over an hour. A nearby elementary school was also placed on lockdown as a precaution. Foley police pulled over a truck and found meth, scales, and drug paraphernalia. Timmy Thornton and Ashley Pennington were arrested. They have bonds totaling more than $100,000. The city of Mobile is rolling out a new parking system. Parking meters are being installed around downtown. Starting next month, the new meters will let you pay with a credit card or through an app. Mobile police are looking for a man who took $1,000 in stolen coins to a local Winn-Dixie. Police identified that man as 29-year-old Brandon Morissette. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Alabama basketball pulls off a home upset. Pelicans rise to the occasion in Houston, and the Alabama High School Athletic Association has a new court date. 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. A couple updates to upcoming court appearances for the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Ben Thomas of AL.com reports that the court date regarding the federal civil lawsuit filed by St. Paul's Episcopal School against the AHSAA has been set for Thursday, February the 7th at 2 p.m. On that day, U.S. District Judge Terry Moore is set to hear oral arguments. The lawsuit, which was filed in May, alleges that the AHSAA's one-year-old competitive balance rule is unfair to some private schools' teams for being successful and is also dangerous to their athletes.
Judge Moore will either dismiss St. Paul's case or rule that the case against the AHSAA can continue. In another legal issue, Charles Henderson High School senior basketball player Maury Davenport was suspended last year by the AHSAA for receiving a check from USA Basketball after playing for Team USA in August. Now, AL.com's Josh Bean reports that Davenport's family has asked to postpone Friday's hearing in the lawsuit versus the Athletic Association. Pay for play violates the state's rules, and Davenport reimbursed the money to USA Basketball once she learned of the infraction. Earlier this month, the Davenport family filed a lawsuit against the AHSAA and Executive Director Steve Savarese and was issued a temporary order allowing Maury to play. In SEC basketball last night, Alabama upset number 22-ranked Mississippi State 83-79. Alabama held a 14-point second-half lead at one point, and the Bulldogs were able to pull within three in the final minute, but the Tide held on for the win. Dante Hall scored 19 points, John Petty added 13, and Riley Norris had 11 in the win. Bama's now 13-7 overall this season and 4-3 in conference play. Tonight at 7:30, Auburn welcomes Missouri to Auburn Arena. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 7. Center Austin Wiley has missed the Tigers' last three games, all losses. He's been out due to a leg injury and has been ruled out again for tonight's game. In the NBA, New Orleans beat Houston on the road 121-116, again without All-Star Anthony Davis, and one day after Davis demanded a trade from the Pelicans. Jahlil Okafor led New Orleans with 27 points and 12 rebounds. Houston's James Harden scored 37 in the loss, extending his streak of 30-point games to 24. Meanwhile, the NBA fined Davis $50,000 for demanding a trade. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement prohibits players or their agents from publicly requesting trades. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got some delays now as you're traveling near the interstate and by the Hardee's off Moffitt and 65, Spring Hill Avenue and Old Shell and Dolphin. Along Loxley from I-10, you'll see heavier traffic, 181 and 31 by the Eastern Shore Center. But Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, you're clear. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Look for temperatures around 50 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, this is Cal Walters with the Scuttlebutt Network. Thank you to all of our listeners for 9 great years on the radio. So hey, why not come out and celebrate with us this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from Ed's Seafood Shed. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ed's Seafood Shed.
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be broadcasting Midday Mobile live from Ed's on Wednesday. Doing the show from noon to 1, then Tom and Cal with the Scuttlebutt Network take over at 1. Entire 2 hours are live Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. And your friends at FM Talk 106.5.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Hey, y'all, say hello to Kelly Finley.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
And for the bilingual friends, buenos dias.
We.
No, don't do that. All right, 7:54, your Wednesday morning. Happy hump day. Let's begin in Baldwin County as we have even more information about a recent traffic stop. According to officials, back on January 27th, Foley Police, they conducted what was supposed to be, right, a routine traffic stop. They pulled over 44-year-old Timmy Lee Thornton of 8 Mile and 25-year-old Ashley Marie Pennington of Foley, pulled them over. Not only did they have an invalid license as for the driver, Pennington had a pending warrant with the Robertsdale Police Department. And after further review, as they say in football, they discovered 5.2 ounces of methamphetamine, digital scales, and other drug paraphernalia inside that vehicle, so both people were arrested and charged with trafficking. If you love mammals and want to volunteer, the Dolphin Island Sea Lab Marine Research Program, they need you. They're recruiting volunteers to help when mammals strand themselves in our area. Not sure if you knew this, but most strandings occur during spring and fall. So you'll be able to be trained to handle live animal responses, animal first aid, and become very comfortable when an animal is in need. I love this quote. This is my quote of the day from Mackenzie Russell, the stranding coordinator at the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. Volunteers are the hands and feet of what we do. That makes me smile. The group responded to nearly 40 stranded whales and dolphins and several manatees last year. If you're interested in volunteering, you need to be at least 18 years of age, and you can call a phone number that I have right here. Let me go to my phone. 251-861-2141. Call that number. And then real quickly, last hour I told you that Mario Van Peebles is coming to town. He is premiering his new movie. It's called Armed. This will be at the Sanger Saturday, February 2nd at 7:30 p.m. He is the writer, director, and producer and star. As if he didn't have enough titles, right? So this event is to celebrate the kickoff of Black History Month, which is February 1st, and will benefit the restoration and outreach ministry of the historic Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd. So if you're interested, showtime 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. There's a Q&A after the movie, so you get to chit-chat with a very well-known star and better understand why he chose to make a movie such as this. As far as the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd, it was established in 1854 and is the oldest Black Episcopal church in the state of Alabama. Tickets are $15 over at the Sanger. Enjoy the show and let us know how everything goes. Love when we have local greatness right here in the Port City. I'm calling it local because we claim you once you come over here and visit in the 251. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Donnie, on the text line responding to the age story for Alabama. He said Lillian's median age is 68. It's heaven's waiting room, or hell's, depending on your neighbor. 7:57, we'll be right back.
I'm going to get it.